All I've been thinking about all week is garbage. I mean, I just can't stop thinking about it.
I'm Maggie Civet, Curious City's digital and engagement producer. And that was a clip from the 1989 film Sex, Lies, and Videotape. In the opening scene, Andy McDowell's character tells her therapist that she's having these visions of garbage cans overflowing endlessly.
I've gotten real concerned over what's going to happen with all the garbage.
I've also been thinking a lot about garbage lately, and it seems like many of our listeners have too. We've gotten all kinds of garbage-related questions, from people wondering how quickly garbage trucks take to fill up, to what it's like to collect garbage for the city.
You're going to see rodents, and yeah, so if you're scared of that...
You can't be scared because they're scared of you. They're going to run.
So I hopped on a truck with an all-women crew on the job. But first, I met up with one listener to take a look at her trash and answer some of your garbage-related questions. That's coming up.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Recently, I met up with Curious City question asker Diane Judge.
And you can see my melon rinds and my corn husks and a few currants there. Let's see, looks like a shriveled pepper.
She's a lifelong Chicagoan and a retired nurse practitioner. She's an avid composter, gardener, and caretaker of butterflies.
Can't use the dining room table in summer because it has monarchs in various stages on it.
She's lived on the same block in the Ravenswood neighborhood for about 40 years. When I met up with her, she'd been saving her garbage for me.
I had to put the garbage out on the back porch because I was inhaling fruit flies.
Dan is someone who's really mindful of what she throws away. She composts what she can.
Vegetable peelings, fruit peels, and anything that will break down.
And recycles what she can.
Paper, recyclable plastic, although recycling plastic isn't the greatest.
Other Curious City listeners have asked a number of questions about garbage. Like, how much trash does Chicago produce every year? And how did the pandemic affect garbage in the city? We're going to quickly answer both those questions. And then tackle a question from Diane.
Okay, hold your breath.
So one thing you need to know is that in Chicago, garbage from low-density units, that's single-family homes and apartment buildings with four units or fewer, is collected by the city. Everyone else has to hire private trash haulers. The city collects garbage from about 600,000 households, a little over half of the total households in the city. Chicago's Streets and Sanitation Department told me that they collect about 800,000 tons of garbage every year. According to the EPA, the average person in the U.S. produces 5 pounds of garbage every single day. That means the average person is filling a standard 13-gallon trash bag about twice a week. But Diane is somewhat of an anomaly here. She says between her and her husband, and their butterflies, they throw out a bag from their kitchen trash can about once every 3 weeks.
I sort of thought everybody did that.
One thing I was surprised to learn was that between 2010 and 2019, the amount of residential waste produced by Chicagoans actually went down. But according to a UIC study, it shot back up in 2020, when the COVID pandemic started. People were doing more online shopping and ordering carryout food. But it wasn't just residential waste that went up. So did medical garbage, with all the disposable masks and other PPE. So overall, the first year of the pandemic brought a surge of garbage in Chicago.
I wonder if we could go out and look at that.
Oh, let's go out and look at the garbage.
Now that we've answered those questions, Diane had one more. Not about the garbage itself, but about the people who collect it. Specifically, a few years ago, she got to know a crew of all-women garbage collectors who worked in her neighborhood. They worked for the city, and eventually they got assigned to different routes, and she lost touch with them. But she still thinks about them.
And I was wondering, like, did they choose to have an all-women's crew, or were they assigned that way? What made them interested in being garbage collectors? They're always so nice and friendly.
I couldn't find the exact crew that Diane met, but I did get in touch with a different one. That's coming up after the break.
Done.
Very good.
All right.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
The route your garbage takes is pretty routine. If you live in a single-family home or a small apartment building, your trash gets picked up by the city. From those black garbage bins you leave in your alley, it's then taken to a transfer station, where it's unloaded and sorted, and then sent on to a landfill. So I'm here in an alley in the Garfield Ridge neighborhood on Chicago's far southwest side. And in front of me, there's a massive blue garbage truck. There's a team of people, one driving, two pulling city garbage bins towards the back of the truck. And they're covered from head to toe, wearing sunglasses, hats, and long sleeves. And the first thing I notice is that the garbage, as it's getting crushed by the truck, is very wet.
You don't want to get splashed by nothing in the garbage can.
Spoiler, I did get splashed. This crew of garbage collectors is made up of Maritha Boyd, Joan Mitchell, and Jaslyn Williams. Diane, who we met earlier, wanted to know what it's like to be a woman on the job. First, the team said they didn't choose to be on an all-women crew.
We just was lucky. We got placed.
We got placed
lucky.
We was lucky.
So and it was a bond. Yeah. It's a bond, so yes, it's a bond.
That's Joan. She told me people are often really excited to see an all-women garbage crew. Maritha and Jaslyn refer to Joan as the mother of the group. She's the one who reminds them to stay hydrated, to take bathroom breaks, and who coaches them through difficult moments, like making tricky turns in the truck. Maritha, who drives the truck, used to be a Chicago bus driver. But she says driving a garbage truck is a whole different thing.
Buses just go straight. We have to do a lot of turns and backing up, so. But these ladies help me. A lot.
Were you nervous when you first started, like having a backup?
I'm still nervous. She just said it. I still get nervous. She's like, get out your nerves. I never let you hit anything. This the mother. She the mother.
Right. I'm
she the mother, for real.
Yes. Yeah. What does that mean to be the mother? How do you keep everyone else calm on the job?
You tell them, think of something nice.
They work Monday through Friday, the same route every week. Each alley has around 25 homes, and they cover between 7 and 15 alleys per day. Their mornings start around 4:30 a.m., when they tell me to get dressed and prepare themselves for the smell, which they've got strategies for.
I usually have incense on the truck to help with the smell and the bugs, to kind of keep the smell down and the bugs away. It kind of helps.
And chew gum. So, right, you chew gum with the mask, and then the smell
mask,
the gum. and you keep going.
As they move down the alley, Jocelyn and Joan each grab a bin and attach it to the truck by its handle. The truck then lifts and empties the bins, two at a time, and crushes the garbage. Of course, not everything that people put in their alleys can be lifted by the truck. People throw out lots of heavy things that Joan, Jocelyn, and Maritha have to lift. They demonstrated for me how they bend their knees, count to three, and hoist together. I asked them about some of the most difficult things they've had to lift.
A couch problem. The couch?
It's a
stove or something. Yeah. Hot water tank. Yeah. Basement sinks.
Yes.
Hot tubs.
Wait, how about a whole house? You know, when they doing construction, we pick that up as well.
Yeah.
Technically, if you're a Chicago resident and the city collects your garbage, anything is fair game. Mattresses and old tires, hot tubs and basement sinks. You're supposed to call 311 to request pickup of larger items. And to answer one listener's question, you can also call 311 to request pickup of the body of a dead pet, which is done by a separate team. But basically, garbage collectors for the city are charged with collecting whatever they find in the alleys behind the buildings they're assigned to. Jocelyn told me she doesn't work out to prepare for the job, but she does have a ritual for after her shift.
I do an empty salt bath every night.
No.
Soaking cold water, ice bath.
That's right.
It takes about 3 hours to fill up a truck, which can hold between 16,000 and 25,000 pounds of garbage. Maritha, Jocelyn, and Joan all agree that the hardest things to get used to when they first started the job were the heat and the animals, including rats and their marsupial friends.
A live possum was in the can. We dumped it, and I was like, oh, no, it's a possum, so we had to let it run out.
But they all say being a garbage collector is actually a pretty fun job. They love their crew and love many of the neighbors they've gotten to know over the 3 years they've been working together on this route. Their one complaint is that they wish people were more mindful when taking out their trash.
People don't use garbage bags, so that's nasty. They treat garbage like garbage. Like, they don't treat garbage how garbage should be treated.
And we're here to clean it up.
And we're here to pick it up. That's what we do.
So tie your garbage bags tight. Keep it contained. And don't take it for granted that after you toss your trash in the bin, there's someone on the other end who has to pick it up. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation and is produced by Jason Mark and Joe Deso. Adriana Cardona-McGeegod is Curious City's reporter. I'm the digital and engagement producer. Susie Ahn edits the show. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is part of the NPR network. I'm Maggie Civet. Thanks for listening.
Rise and shy. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.